gathered here and came here on that next day. The order was on September 28th. They had to be here Monday, September 29, 1941. And on that Monday, and Monday and Tuesday, September 29 and September 30, they came to Babi Yar. And of course, they were ordered to strip. They were brought to the ravine on the side of Babi Yar. They were shot to death. 33,771 Jews were shot to death on those 2 days alone, September 29, 30, 1941, in the first week that the Germans entered Kiev. Ultimately, over 195,000 people were killed here in Kiev, various work camps, mobile execution squads, gas chambers, and so on. And over 100,000 citizens were killed here at Babi Yar, and without the slightest question, the vast majority of those 100,000 were Jews. After the Jews were killed here at Babi Yar, in 1943, the Germans brought 300 Soviet prisoners to Babi Yar. This is in May of 1943. The prisoners were forced to construct huge ovens right here in the earth. And in each one of these ovens, about 4,000 corpses were cremated. They wanted to get rid of the evidence of what happened here. 100,000 bodies were cremated in that manner. And then the prisoners who did it, 1943. 2 years later. 2 years later. Oh, the killings continued. They began in 41. They continued through 43. And then toward the end of May of 43, they wanted to get rid of the evidence, as it was obvious they were going to lose this war. And 100,000 bodies were cremated here. Prisoners who carried out the cremation, namely the Russians, they were also cremated afterwards. 18 prisoners survived, and we have the testimony of those prisoners as to what happened here. After the war, nothing. The Russian government refused to have any kind of memorial. Nothing happened here. They made believe that Babi Yar didn't exist. And the many intellectuals raised the issue. Jews, of course, raised the issue. Nothing ever happened here. And kol hakavod, and give credit to Ram Zocher Oso L'Ish L'Tov Agoy, Yevgeny Yevtushenko, who wrote the famous poem Babi Yar, I believe it was in the 60s, at great risk to himself, took on the Russian government and the authorities, and he wrote about Babi Yar, and he wrote that famous line, "In Babi Yar there is neither monument nor memorial, no memorial." And in the 70s, or maybe even later, I don't know the date when this was built, but finally, the Russian government decided to build a monument, you're looking at it, to commemorate Babi Yar, but the original language here and such was such that you wouldn't know that Jews were here. So that, in brief, is the sad story of Babi Yar. Now, Gershon Yaakov will take us to the actual site, and at the actual, we get back into the taxis, we'll get to the actual site. At the actual site, we'll say Tehillim and Akadim. Shot to death by Nazis.
Shot them out or inside? Shot them over there? Before and
the shooting was done by Ukrainians. Nazis ordered them to do it in order to happen.
They were shot out and then they pushed them in?
That's right.
Well, there was a film made.
While they were alive, covered them up with earth.
Did anybody survive?
There was a movie made which showed that actually walking through a wooded area, a ravine, as not in the very beginning either, but further in. Further down.
The people who did the, I told you, the people who came back in 43 to destroy the evidence, those prisoners, 18 survived. They're the ones who tested.
No, but someone described this to me. She was here. She was a shiksa, about 15, 16 years old. She and her sister hid in the trees and watched because her mother said, somebody must report this. You must be witnesses to killing of the Jews.
She's not Jewish.
She's not Jewish, but they were horrified by it. But her mother said, you must watch.
How old did she have to say?
About 15.
And then we'll say Kuflam, possibly Kuflam, because this everybody knows these two. And then we'll say Akadish. And
the gate is like a door, like it looks like a house from inside, from outside. The reason it was built like that, because at that time, old people told me this explanation, why it was built like that, because the guy who was building the shul, at that time, there was no permission to build synagogues